Before the blackout, an estimated 50,000 to 100,000 Starlink terminals had been smuggled into Iran through a network of underground routes. Some entered through mountain tracks connecting Iraqi Kurdistan to Iran's Kurdistan province. Others moved on speedboats from Dubai across the Persian Gulf to Iran's southern coast. The Trump administration, treating the terminals as instruments of foreign policy rather than consumer electronics, covertly moved roughly 6,000 additional kits into the country. SpaceX had waived subscription fees for users in Iran. When the blackout hit, those terminals became the primary channel through which footage of the crackdown reached the outside world. The regime's response was immediate and escalating. Security forces launched door-to-door operations specifically targeting Starlink equipment. Iranian intelligence announced in March that hundreds of devices had been located and confiscated in what it described as a complex and extensive operation using advanced technological tools to track satellite-linked systems. Iran also deployed what researchers described as military-grade jamming across neighborhoods to defeat the satellite signal before it could reach devices. And under legislation passed in 2026, possession or operation of an unauthorized Starlink terminal in Iran now carries potential penalties of up to 10 years imprisonment, or in wartime conditions, execution.